Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Gillespie from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church and School, Sherman Center, Random Lake, Wisconsin. It's good to have you with us here this morning for the Congregation of Prayer, a guide for daily meditation and prayer around God's Word. It's May 1st, 2024, Wednesday. It's a good day for a new month. And of course, beautiful weather. May flowers, is that right? April showers, May flowers. Nice. Our catechesis today will continue in 1 Samuel. We'll be looking at the anointing of David. So after yesterday's pretty negative reading, today's will be much more optimistic and hopeful. We know that David is still insufficient relative to our Shepherd King Jesus, but does teach us quite a bit more of what we might expect from Christ. Okay, so let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's pray our psalm together. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds toward the children of man. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Bless our God, O peoples, let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept our soul among the living and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals. With the smoke of the sacrifice of rams, I will come, or I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will teach you what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. First verse, or our verse today, I should say, which I quiz the children this morning, and they did a lovely job with. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6. And then table of duties to wives. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. Ephesians 5, verse 22. This is the way the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to make themselves beautiful. They were submissive to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her master. If you are her daughters, or you are her daughters, if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. 1 Peter 3, verses 5 through 6. It's an interesting move there from St. Peter. I was thinking about this yesterday, how Jesus commends to us to be children of Abraham. Even he says he can even raise up children of Abraham from these stones, right? To be a child of Abraham is to have faith in the promise made to Abraham. But here, Peter does something interesting. He says, actually, women, you can be like Sarah, right? You can be her daughters. We can be sons of Abraham and daughters of Sarah in that we submit to him, to our husbands. We honor them. We pretend, we serve them. We uphold them, right? And nurture them. Why? Because it's good. This is the order that God has given us to live under, right? And even calling him her master, which is seems hard to do sometimes. And if you know the story of Abraham and Sarah, you know that multiple times he had some pretty terrible ideas, and yet she held her peace, apparently, right? Not always, but usually. Right? So she She only exerted herself, her influence, when it was greatly needed. Right? The rest of the time, she commended herself to both him and to the Lord. Right. So, daughters of Sarah. Right. That's an interesting idea, isn't it? Our first reading today is a prophetic reading from Isaiah chapter 30, fulfilled in time and then into eternity, as you'll see. Therefore, the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted that he have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. Excuse me. Right. So what we see in Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of the Father, is actually the restoration of God as King. It's always been true, but it's not always been received by the people as true, right? And so they will turn to the Lord as to their shepherd king, because of course they will know him as their shepherd again in the Son of God, the Son of David. All right. Speaking of David, here we go. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. But the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. You shall anoint for me the one I name to you. So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, do you come peaceably? And he said, peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. So it was when they came that he looked at Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. So Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Thus Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remains yet the youngest, and there he is, keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him in, or bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. Beautiful, right? I can almost get it all on the screen. There we go. So what did the Lord ask Samuel? I almost gave it away. How long will you mourn for Saul? So even though Samuel only reluctantly anointed Saul at the behest of the Lord, and then he lamented Saul throughout his kingship. Even so, he laments not just for the king, but I suppose also for Israel, right? So the Lord has, I've rejected him from reigning over Israel. And now he sends Samuel with a job. Fill the horn with oil, go to Jesse and anoint a new king, right? Jesse of Bethlehem might be, well, because the Lord has chosen one of his sons to be king. So beautiful, again, confession that the Lord is the one who chooses those who rule over you. For good and for ill, all right? For repentance and for faith sometimes, all right? So what are we looking for here in the king that the Lord has chosen? This is the key. What did he expect of Saul? Saul failed. What will he expect of David is the same, and David more or less will be successful, I think, in that, more or less. Samuel's quite concerned, having really made a show of cutting Agag up into pieces, remember? We read that yesterday. Now he and Saul are not on speaking terms. Worse than that, he suspects that if Saul even catches a whiff of Samuel anointing another king to take his place, even though he knows it will happen eventually, and it will be taken from him, won't come from his own house, yet Saul's going to come after Samuel. Fair enough. So the Lord says, here's the ruse. Take a heifer and act to make a sacrifice. Not actually act as if, actually make a sacrifice. All right. And who's invited? Jesse. Go figure, right? You'll note that news has traveled to Bethlehem of Samuel's escapades, or what the Lord had given him to do there to Agag, because they suspect he's not coming peaceably either. He's going to cut them to pieces, perhaps, too. So they trembled and wonder if he came in peace, right? Remember, this is true from Moses onward, and I think it's even true for the patriarchs before Moses, so Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even all the way back to David. The one whom the Lord has given authority, when he speaks, it is as if the Lord is speaking. So if Samuel has cut the foreign king into nations, that's the Lord doing it. That's how the people understand this. It's not, Samuel isn't just a token of the Lord, or he's not just a man speaking by his own authority and doing his own thing, but rather he's under orders and he's only doing what he's been given to do by the Lord. As far as the people are concerned, this is the Lord's doing. And now if he's coming to them, is the Lord not going to do the same to them? All right. But no, he says, come for peace, right? That is for forgiveness, if you like. But he comes in peace, peaceably, to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves, that is, do the ritual cleansing. And then he sets aside Jesse and his sons to the sacrifice. Interesting note, just realize this. I don't know what you can make of this. Is David is not consecrated for the sacrifice. So there's something about the son of David not being consecrated for the sacrifice, but actually being the sacrifice. Something there. All right. So first son, Eliab, of course, the tall one, the handsome one, right? And surely this is the Lord's anointed. Samuel thought, no. Why? His appearance, his height, and his stature, or being the oldest son, none of this is actually relevant when it comes to being king. Of course, height. Remember, we want to draw our attention back. Height becomes very important moving forward, especially with Goliath. Saul was head and shoulders taller than anyone else, right? So now you see how Samuel still has that kind of idea in mind himself. The Lord looks on the heart. That's what he says to Samuel. And that is, he looks, or he chooses on the basis of grace by his good giving and not on human merit, right? Strength, power, these sorts of things, right? Abinadab comes next. Shammah comes next. This is just birth order, all right? Of course, it's going to be first, second, third. And then all seven come by, seven. And then David is the eighth son, tending sheep. So we have the eighth son tending sheep. Yes, tending sheep. Think John chapter 10. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Also eight. Eight is the number of souls saved in the ark. Eight is the number of the new creation or the new day or the new king in this case, the day of the resurrection. By the way, our font also has eight sides, and this is the reason why. You receive new life in the font. and then ironically, after we've had this whole bit about not looking on appearances, then we do have David's appearances described. Ruddy, bright eyes and good looking. So ruddy, maybe well tanned, right? So he's an outdoorsman, sheep. He's a shepherd. Bright eyes, full of life, vitality, right? And good looking, right, as well. All right. It doesn't matter for him to being king, but it will matter as to where David's shortcomings will come as king. Yes, it will. Yes. Think of the things that appearance have to do with, like adultery. All right. So maybe anticipating that a little bit. All right. The Lord says, this is the guy. Arise and anoint him. And so there's the horn of oil. He's anointed. And also the Spirit is given upon David from that day forward. And we'll see this contrasted tomorrow when we hear about Saul's evil spirit. So now we're going to have a battle of the spirits. This is being set up for tomorrow. All right. And then, by the way, his name is David, we find out. There he is. David means beloved one. So you could translate the baptism of our Lord. This is my David. This is my David, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Well, that's the Mount Transfiguration, right? Oh, remember at the baptism, we have anointing, right, of the Holy Spirit, okay? So this is David's Jordan River occasion here, right? Lots of Son of David things going on here. And Jesus is the beloved one. He is the David, our David. We could probably have a hymn about that, couldn't we? I think so. All right. So to a reminder, especially when it comes to being king, the Lord does not select by the works or appearance of men, but by grace. David was the eighth born, marking the new creation or new life that the Lord would give to the kingdom through David. David was to be a picture of the beloved son who would be set apart by the Lord himself at the anointing in the Jordan. While David was a man after the Lord's heart, he was also a sinner. Yet the new David would come from his father's heart to save his people from their sins. As David's anointing came in connection with sacrifice, so now men are anointed in the waters of baptism in order that the benefits of Christ's sacrifice might be poured out upon them. From that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon all those who have been baptized in the name of the Blessed Trinity. How's that? Lovely. All right, what did we sing yesterday? 5 and 8? 5 and 6, maybe? I think so. Let's just sing the beginning of the hymn today. Today is Wednesday. There will be a commemoration today. That would be this evening for St. Philip and St. James, the apostles. That's not a commemoration. That's a feast day, although it's going to be celebrated with Vespers since it will be led by some of our laymen. Let's see. Let me share the collect for the day with you. We pray, Almighty God, your Son revealed himself to Philip and James and gave them the knowledge of everlasting life. Grant us perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, and steadfastly to walk in the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world our hearts may be fixed, where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord Jesus, by your word and spirit, fashion all Christian women into wives made in the image of your bride, the Church. Teach them to submit to their husbands as to you, their Lord and Savior. Give them hearts that trust in your word, honor their husbands, and look to them for love and spiritual headship. Deliver them from all fear and faithlessness. Where their husbands fail them, support them with your grace, and let them find their sufficiency in you. In your holy name we pray. Amen. We pray this day for marriage and family, that husbands and wives, parents and children live in ordered harmony according to the word of God. For parents who must rear their children alone, for our communities and neighborhoods, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray today for Jennifer, Catherine, Doug and Teresa, Michael, Jack and Patty, and Renee. Pray for our catechumens, Wyatt, James, Aaliyah, Cole, Lydia, Charlie, Kaylee, Kimberly, Michaela, Justin, Eric, and Carrie. Pray for all those receiving treatment who are ill or are recovering, especially Ralph, Allison, Maria, Joe, Angie, Dennis, Daniel, Brad and Billy, Joe, Harriet, Ron, Carol, Mike, Doug, Ruth, Renata, Joan, Sandy, BJ, Karen, President Willie, and Phil. We pray for our homebound, Dan, Lenore, Joan, Paul, Dolores, and Pauline. We also pray for our missions and mercy work. Today, Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Actually, no, we have a new one, don't we? Ooh, boy. Let me see here. Mission of the month. What month are we in? May? Uh-oh. I don't have the mission of the month for May. Dom will let me know in the chat eventually. So we'll change that. We keep praying for Lutheran Heritage Foundation for today anyway. We'll also pray that the Lord would raise up pastors, teachers, and church workers so that the gospel may go forth, and especially the work of church worker recruitment. We're embarking upon actually in our day school, encouraging those children to consider that even at this age. For all this, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. All right, I found our mission of the month for May, and that is Lutherans for Life. All right, so commend their work. And one of my classmates is the director for Lutherans for Life from undergraduate, Pastor Michael Salamink. So I used to be my parents' pastor too, so we have that as well. But there we go. Put that in there, Lutherans for Life. Good. So with that, I bid you fond farewell. It's good to have you with us. And tonight we have not divine service, but the Office of Vespers, who will be singing hymns and hearing readings for this feast day. And then there's a sermon prepared for you already, which you'll get to hear as well. All right. So God be with you all. Keep you safe. And we'll see you again in the morning. We thank you for listening to this podcast from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church Sermon Center in Random Lake, Wisconsin. If this podcast is of benefit to you, please consider supporting the work of St. John by visiting stjohnrandomlake.org, that's stjohnrandomlake.org/support, and give today.